in that he is constantly judging us. On one occasion, one of the Sahaba came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he said, "Ya Rasulullah, I have a servant who lies, who cheats, and who deceives me. So what is my status?" I have a servant that lies, cheats, and deceives me, and I also mistreat him in response. So what is my status? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if he lies, cheats, and deceives you, and then you respond by equally harming him, then you too will be even. Then on the day of judgment, you too will be even. But if that servant lies, cheats, and deceives you, and you overharm him, your response is overbearing and overburdensome on that person in relation to the amount that he lies, cheats, and deceives you, then on the day of judgment, he will be taking from your deeds. And if it's the other way around, then you will be taking from his deeds, then you will receive some benefit from him. So that individual then began to cry. The Sahabi, when he began to recognize that even this small interaction between him and his servant is being judged in this manner, he began to weep before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, seeing his response, said to him, "Well, don't you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated in the Quran," and then began to relate the ayat which describe the establishment of a balance on the day of judgment, that our deeds will be weighed and that there will be a balance to these deeds, and whether they are equal, one pan is higher or the other pan is higher, there will be some different effect based on that. So he recited those ayat to that companion, and then the companion said, "Ya Rasulullah, I'm not able to handle this, so you be my witness that I have freed this slave." Right? Because better to just free the slave and be free of the whole problem than having to think that every time I deal with this individual, who knows what my judgment will be, what my stance will be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now think about it. How many interactions do we have with our children, right? How many interactions do we have with our wives, with our parents, etc., where they haven't done anything? Maybe the husband hasn't done a thing and the wife, bam, explodes on him. Or the wife hasn't done a thing, the husband walks in the door and bam, explodes on her. Don't we think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching that? Don't we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge us based on that? We just assume that when we're in our homes, that somehow the pens are uplifted and now we're the king of this land, so there is no judgment for those interactions. We are not the king of any land. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala monitors us continuously. Whether that be in our homes, in the masjid, outside of the home, there is no moment when we're not monitored. Allah is watching us in every single aspect of our life. So we have to be careful. This is why the companions, when they interacted with their children and their wives, they had fear. They had fear of how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would judge them on that final day. Every interaction that we have between each other, all of that's judged. From the small minute handshake, to the smile that you give to a brother, to the word that you might say behind the brother's back, all of that is judged. So we're fools if we think that somehow there's some moment in time where we can just be ourselves, quote unquote, we can just kick back and relax and now we can just become angry, right? We're fine outside, we're fine at work, we're fine in the masjid, then we go at home, into the home, and then what, the pen is uplifted and now we can scream and yell like an animal? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching all of that. And it has an enormous effect on our development. So these are the small things that unfortunately we overlook, but actually they have tremendous impact on who we are and tremendous impact on our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the next time we exhibit any emotion, whether that be happiness, whether that be great being grateful, whether that be sadness, whether that be whatever it is, we should do so in a controlled way. And conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to be among those who control our emotions, to be among those who appropriate our emotions in the proper direction, and to be among those who can guide others through the use of our emotions. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.